The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the fourth chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When evening had come, Jesus said to the disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Well, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our crucified, risen, and ascended Lord Jesus Christ. I have a little internship antic story for you. And this was when I was at the congregation before this one. I was at Our Redeemers in New England, North Dakota, before coming here to Trinity. And it was about at the start of the pandemic in 2020. And it was a very, very, very busy week. So much so that that I had a pile of things to do and I was getting overwhelmed. I had a sermon to write. I had some type of committee to get ready for. I can't remember now that it's been that long. I had a big paper for seminary due. Plus it was 6 o'clock at night and everything had to be ready the next day. And I wanted to spend time with my family. So I was feeling very overwhelmed, very stressed, very out of control of everything. And so I called up my friend and colleague, Pastor Sylvia Bull, and was like, "Hey, I'm freaking out here." And she listened to me. She listened to why I was freaking out. She listened to that why I didn't have control of the situation. She listened to everything I had to say. And at the end of it, this is what she said to me. In a very calm but firm voice, she said, "Colin, drink water, eat good food, get some rest. Call me in the morning." And so I did those things. I put the work down. I went home. I drank a bottle of water. I ate supper with my family. And I went to sleep. And the next day was a new day. And all that stuff got done. That's kind of where Jesus is coming from in the gospel tonight. In that gospel today, the disciples are freaking out. They are in this tiny little boat, and I want to say the boat itself is no bigger than this altar I'm preaching from right now. It was a small little boat. Jesus is sleeping in the stern, and all of a sudden there's this storm that comes up on the Sea of Galilee. So I can't blame the disciples for being absolutely scared out of their mind, because this small little boat is in the middle of a storm and it's about to go down. But Jesus, they wake Jesus up. He gets up and he says, "Peace, be still." It was not so much that gentle, the peace I give to you type of tone of voice, but it was more of a demand. Like, I command you to be still. I command you to stop. And so the storm calmed down. But that's not the end of the story here. The disciples are absolutely amazed by this. Almost skeptical, I would think. Because they're still like, oh my gosh, what's going on? That just happened. And then Jesus asks them, why are you afraid? Have you still no faith? And then after that, the disciples question, who is this who even the storms obey him? What Jesus is doing in today's gospel is showing how he is present in each and every one of our lives. Because let's face it, we all have storms. We all have those times that overwhelm us. We all have those times that stress us. We all have those times where we are downright scared and have no idea what's going to happen next. Whether it be family, whether it be marriage, whether it be career, whether it be financial, you name it. We all have those storms happening. And the funny thing about our human nature is that most of the time, we all want to control that situation ourselves. Even if we know at the bottom of our hearts that it is not able to be controlled. But what Jesus is doing in the gospel today and what he is telling us in the gospel today is that Jesus has it all figured out. That God has it all figured out for those disciples, for every one of us, no matter what situation we are in. Jesus takes control of it. And that is promised through the cross, that Jesus died on the cross, that Jesus rose again, that there might be grace, that there may be love, that there may be forgiveness for all of you. And that is how Jesus calms our storms. And we are called that when we are in those stressful situations, those situations that feel hopeless, that are all too real, that we don't have control, that we give that control to God and Jesus Christ. And remember that we are loved, that our faith in God through Jesus Christ makes us well. As that overwhelmed intern a year ago or so, it turned out my friend Silvio was right. Doing those things, eating good food, drinking water, getting sleep, made everything better for some reason. I did get that sermon done, and I preached it. I got that paper written, and I think I got an A on it, actually, if I'm being honest. And I did get to spend quality time with my family. And everything worked out in the end. And it wasn't just my friend Sylvia telling me to do those things that got me going. I know it was partly faith-based as well. Because when Jesus Christ and those promises of Jesus Christ are with us, and when we live into those promises, Jesus takes control and continues to love us and care for us and all creation through Christ our Lord. Amen.